Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan.
It is Friday.
Friday.
Oh, yeah. And today, ladies and gentlemen, is not just any ordinary Friday.
Oh.
Today is March 8th, which means that our Man Up Men's Conference starts tonight,
ladies
and gentlemen.
Starts
tonight. Come on.
I love it.
Man, I am fired up about this conference tonight.
I know.
It is going to be just an incredible time. If you're a man listening, you haven't got your ticket, get your ticket.
You can get it at cornerstonehound.com/men.
That's right. Get it. Buy it online before you show up tonight.
It's cheaper.
You save $5.
Yeah. It's $25 at the door. It's $20 on the website. The website, actually, Pastor Aaron, not even sure that. I think at some point the website ticket sales kind of shuts down.
Yeah.
I don't know when that happens. It might already be shut down. But try it out.
Check it out.
Yeah.
And if not, it's totally worth that extra $5.
Yeah. So what's $5?
Show up because, man, it's going to be awesome.
I mean, the money, it shouldn't be an issue because we're going to feed you like a king. Seriously.
Yeah.
You're going to get an amazing dinner tonight. Then we got a big after party with a bunch of desserts. Then Saturday morning, breakfast. And throughout the day, there's snacks.
Oh, yeah. Easily just the food that you consume on Friday night is easily worth $25.
Yes, exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Easy. It's the money should not be an issue to come to this conference.
Yeah. What is the food this Friday?
We got
pulled pork.
We got pulled pork sandwiches.
Pulled pork sandwiches.
Fresh coleslaw, potato chips, and then
drinks galore.
We
get like three kegs of root beer.
Three kegs of root beer from the Frankenmuth Brewery. Like, this stuff is so good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Incredible desserts.
Yeah. I know. We spent our time talking about men's conference, but that's okay. Let's go to the message.
Let's do it.
God will help you to do so. The Bible says in 1 Peter 4:17, the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. That's why he's dealing with this church at Pergamos. With this sharp, two-edged sword coming out of his mouth, he has strong words of discipline to the believer and strong words of judgment for those that would refuse to repent of their sins. And then he has this great promise to the overcomer. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat, and I will give him a white stone, and on the throne a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. So if you overcome, you say, yes, I'm going to be, by my faith and love for God, I'm going to overcome. The Bible says he's going to give you what the Bible here says, hidden manna to eat. Now, this manna, we understand, go back to the Old Testament. They were in the wilderness, and God fed them and sustained them in that horrible wilderness, which symbolizes the world. He sustained them with heavenly food. He says, this is what I'm going to do for you. You're living in this world. You're dwelling right by Satan's throne, where Satan is alive and well. And you know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to give you hidden manna. I'm going to sustain you supernaturally. Every single day, because manna would fall every day, every single day, I'm going to give you my strength and my grace and my word and my promise. I'm going to give you my Spirit, so that you can get up and go out into this world and overcome. That's what the Lord's going to do for us. He's going to do that for us as a church. He's going to do that for you as an individual. He can do that for you as a family. No matter where you find yourself and how strong the evil might be where you find yourself, he's going to give you hidden manna to sustain you. Manna was called angel's food. Wow, that's something, isn't it? It's like a bowl of ice cream every single day with chocolate chips in it. Angel's food. We had donuts yesterday. And ice cream. Ice cream is still angel's food. I'm just saying. I'm a fan of the donut, but it's not ice cream. Ice cream. Because it would melt when the sun came out, right? That man, it would just like ice cream melts when the sun beats upon it. Angel's food. And then he says, you're going to get a white stone with a new name on it. And, there's a lot of theories or speculation what this white stone is. And I will say this, it's hard to land on any one, a lot of different thoughts on it. But back then, like we have athletic games, the Olympic games or whatever. And sometimes when an athlete would win a contest, a white stone would be given them, a victor stone. I like that. I'm going to give you manna every single day. And you know what? You're going to be overcoming. And I'm going to give you a victor's stone. And it has a new name on it. You know, when you get saved, you get a brand new name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's not, Tim Forstoff is not written up there. It's a new name. A new name that represents me. And that new name will be descriptive of, I believe, who I am in Christ. My characteristics, my personality, how God looks at me and sees me in Jesus. That's incredible, isn't it? And that will be your new name in heaven for eternity. You might be saying, you know what? I can't stand the name my parents gave me. Well, fear not. You're going to get a brand new name. And you're going to love it because God is naming you this name. Isn't that awesome? To him who overcomes. I want to be an overcomer, don't you? I don't want to shrink back and go into hiding. The Bible says the righteous are bold like a lion. And I don't want to minimize the temptations you face and the challenges you face because demonic opposition can be very, very challenging. But I do want to encourage you on this. God has planted you or placed you there. You stay there until you know God is moving you out. And what do when you stay there? Overcome. Overcome. Somebody say amen to that. Bow your heads in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord Jesus. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and goodness. And, oh, Lord, I just believe that you are raising up overcomers. And this compromising church, or this church that had compromising believers in the midst of it, Lord, you had a strong word for them. And, Lord, I pray for those here today, and you have compromise in your life. Maybe it's in your marriage. Maybe you compromise at work. You know, you're just with the guys, and through their just temptation or influence, you end up compromising. Maybe there's compromise in the home. Whatever. God knows. And right now, you know that God knows because he's dealing with you about it. He's convicting you right now by his Spirit. And you got to get this compromise confessed. You need to repent. You need to turn from it and turn to God. You need to live an overcoming life. Compromise. My friend, why don't you repent of that compromise right now in Jesus' name? And maybe you're here today and you say, man, I just feel like I've been living right where Satan dwells. You know, right where Satan's throne is. I mean, it's challenging. Man, you just don't know what it's like to work where I work, Pastor. And I don't. Or you don't know what it's like to go home and live in my home surrounded by... I do know what that's like. I remember those days. My wife remembers those days. And may I encourage you to overcome right where you've been placed by God to overcome? God will help you. And I believe that you want to overcome. Even though Satan is dwelling there and he seems to have dominion there, his throne is there and a lot of activity there, I want you to know that God has placed you there to make a difference. And I want you to be proud of the name of Jesus and bold in your faith. And eat of that manna every single day that will sustain you as you live there, dwell there, work there, overcome there, shine your light there. Let's do that, church. Let's do that.
There's a really famous verse in the Bible in Romans 1 that says, you know, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's the kind of life that I want to live. But there's another verse in the book of Hebrews that is, it's so moving to me every time I read it and think about it. And it's so humbling, really, is that in the book of Hebrews, it says that Jesus is not ashamed to call us brothers and sisters.
Man, that is moving.
And so if Jesus, the King of Kings, the Son of God, who stepped down from heaven to come to earth, to be born in a manger, live a perfect life, die a sinner's death on a cross, and come back from the dead 3 days later, if he's not ashamed to call me his brother, I should not be ashamed of him. I should be so proud mm-hmm. that I bear the name of Jesus, that I bear the image of Jesus Christ. And it should be a badge of honor that I wear all the time, that I am not ashamed of Jesus Christ because he's not ashamed of me.
Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible, you got me thinking about that because the Bible says, doesn't it say that if you were ashamed of me during your lifetime?
Yeah. If you don't confess me before men.
Yeah.
In this life, I won't confess you before my Father in the next life. Jesus said that.
Yeah.
I think it's in Mark.
And you're like, oh, that's so cruel. You know, it's really not that much to ask of us for what he did for us.
Right.
You know, it's like somebody giving you $1 billion and they're like, can you give me $1 back?
Like, for real.
That's what I'm
for
trying real. To, like, that's the correlation. That's the similarity. Or like, and you'd be like, no, I don't want to give you $1. It says my money. And the guy's like, well, I just gave you the money and all I'm asking for is $1 back. See, that's why he's not just going to be ashamed. He's going to speak boldly to the Father.
Yeah.
He's going to say, this person wouldn't even confess me in front of men.
Wow.
After all I gave him.
Come on.
And God's going to be like, justifiably be like, wow. No issues, just sending you away then.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
All I wanted was $1. Man, and that's really what it's like. And I'm so excited for this tonight.
Tonight, baby.
Doors open at 6 o'clock. We're gonna proudly proclaim the name of Jesus.
Proudly proclaim it.
And Jesus is going to honor that proclamation and worship. He's going to bless us back because of it.
Yeah.
And he's going to give us more than we've ever given him.
Come on.
Doors open at 6 o'clock. You can purchase your ticket at the door if you haven't yet for $25. Check out more information, cornerstonehighland.com/men. It's a whole weekend for the men. It starts Friday night at 6. Saturday morning, it starts at 8 a.m., goes till noon. Sunday, 9 a.m. Sunday, 11 a.m. Mm-hmm.
Come on.
It's a whole weekend, and the whole family will be Sunday.
Yeah.
Women, men, children. But Friday and Saturday, just men. It's a whole thing. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be awesome.
We'll see you at church. If not, we'll be right back here Monday morning.
Walking in his word.
Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information about Cornerstone Church at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Please subscribe to us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram, Facebook. I want to personally invite you out to church this Sunday. We got two services, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. And we live stream our 11 a.m. services. You can find the stream on our website, on our Facebook page, or on our YouTube page. It's been great to be with you today, everybody. See you next time.